When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Peter James Dowling about getting ahead of the dark.
What is involved with you doing a deliverance in someone's home? What exactly is the act that you're doing? And then how did you know, or how quickly did you know if it was working or not?
Well, immediately after I started doing the prayers, because it only seems like the prayers, only prayers and scriptures that actually work. They do not like it. The holy water and the sage only pisses them off. I get a reaction from it. I didn't get any reaction, but I did it earnestly of reading the prayers and what have you, and going from room to room. And I told her, you know, have the windows open downstairs, open up crack. And it was pretty cold out, but she was willing to do it. She sat down, she was doing her own prayers, and I could tell she was praying. So she got that right. And I worked from upstairs all the way down, kept praying, covers smudged all every room, every corner. And I'm 6'5", so I could reach the ceiling just fine. And I worked all the way downstairs, all the way out and through the front door. Okay. Mm-hmm. And after it was done, I brought out my thermal. I checked with the thermal, nothing. I checked with the IR camera, nothing. And I had a sense that it was peaceful. Well, because I had to drive, you know, a 2-hour drive, she says, well, why don't you stay the night? I said, okay, I'll stay the night. So I took the couch. And as it turns out, it seemed peaceful. And then I did another check again, kept my IR camera on, didn't see anything. Switched back and forth with the full spectrum camera, didn't see anything. And I took out my spirit box, turned the antenna off, and put it in reverse, and nothing. I got absolutely nothing. And that was my sense that whatever's in there now could be playing tricks on me. You know, a lot of times they'll pretend that they're kicked out, and they're not, only to come back. But I had the sense, it sensed like the darkest areas of the rooms were a little bit lighter. It seemed, the atmosphere seemed to be a little bit more positive than when I walked in. So I believe that my God working through me, doing the prayers and, you know, doing the right thing actually worked. Because my heart, I love people. I don't always agree with that, people's actions, but I can separate the actions from the person. And I wanted to help this person. And everything was fine. I left. A month later, that's when she sent me the pictures I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's failed. And it's like, this is my first time it failed. But I remember Bishop Plato, our exorcist that you've had on before.
Yeah.
He's basically told me, warned me of people have to change. If they're not willing to change, it's going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
He was absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So she sent you these pictures. What did she say? I'm curious, you know, when she sent them to you, what was in the message? What was in the email or however you communicated? How did she describe what she saw in these pictures?
She sent me the pictures. And she said, just like Poltergeist, they're back. And it's worse. And I wrote back, and it was through Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we talk on the phone, but this was through Messenger. I said, well, didn't I warn you? And she answered back, I know. And she continuously... she's just full of excuses. She just won't put the bottle down and change. She makes several attempts, but then gives up. And, you know, her son died, I believe, 4 years ago. And she's still mourning, which is fine, you know, but you can't remove problems by the bottle. You mm-hmm. just can't do it. It makes things worse.
Well, and clearly, you know, if this is not the figure that she has, we know it's not her, but, you know, someone who is abusing alcohol to a large extent, you forget a lot of shit. And I'm sorry that the photos look so much just like modern day, maybe women who are coming over to check up on her than a uh-huh. ghost. I mean, did you go down that road at all with her? Like, are you sure this wasn't a friend, a family, somebody that was here that you forgot about? Does this look like anybody or anything like that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. She, for starters, I know what she looks like. And when I saw that photo, I knew it was not her.
Sure.
She's a lot thinner.
but could it be like Mary Sue down the road? Or anyway, somebody that's like, right. You know, she's drunk.
She's the only one.
Yeah. And then somebody comes up to the door. Hey, let me just go in here and check and make sure you're okay. And then, you know, they're on camera. And she forgot anybody even came over. That's what I'm wondering about this. Now, I'm not doubting that you had that experience, that imp, or that there's something going on here. I'm just wondering if, you know, you're taking the photo evidence that she's sending you too much at face value, unless you're able to get. Or maybe you are. Maybe you do get some sort of feeling off of the photos themselves. But the fact that when you were there and you were investigating, you got very little in terms of evidence or feeling there. And normally you do kind of get more. I'm just wondering how much of this is her, you know, truly just delusion. And, you know, what percentage is paranormal? Maybe, you know, it's not necessarily a 50-50 thing. Maybe it's a 10%, 90. And is this getting her some sort of attention or something? I don't know. I'm just wondering because I know it's very rare that I see the photos where it just looks like a regular person. And I always really wonder about that. I know it can happen, but honest to God, these just look like Mary Sue down the road.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, I do notice because we have to find reasonable explanations for things.
Yeah.
And, so it is possible. The only thing that I'm kind of going by is the fact that so far she has been honest with me.
Yeah.
But I also know, doing my own life. I'm 55 years old. I kind of know when somebody's pulling my leg.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that feeling from her. But there is a possibility. I mean, you know, people.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, if it's not even like an intentional thing, not like I'm trying to get this attention and you know, bamboozle you or anything like that, but more so like I'm drunk and I don't remember that people came and checked on me, you know, that sort of thing. But they're on my security camera, so it must have happened. Or it's a ghost.
Well, the thing is, well, yeah, it kind of looks like the woman's barefooted as well. Her hair, well, actually it's the head is really distorted.
Yeah.
But also too, I've had half apparitions before.
Yeah.
You know, where it's fuzzy on top, but it's solid form, half solid. This particular one here, I knew right off the bat that, well, okay, for starters, yes, I do know fact that is not her.
Mm-hmm.
She claims she has no red pants. Now, I do know for a fact from being there, she's a biker. She has nothing but black clothes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she'd make an excellent paranormal investigator if she cleaned up her act.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, she. I believe her.
Okay.
I do believe her, but I can't say for certain that somebody did check up on her. But she's told me that, you know, she lives alone. She'll have her boyfriend stop by occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And she might have a guest here and there. But even when she's drinking, she's kind of lucid.
Yeah.
Even when she gets to a point where she's drunk, she's lucid. Mm-hmm. That I have experienced. So I'm putting all the little pieces together in my head, not going by the heart. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes sense what she's telling me.
Sure. Now, you said that this was a failed deliverance, and you got these pictures after the fact. She's still using, essentially, and you're saying, you know, until you change that, there's not a whole lot I can do. It's just going to be a cycle of the same things over and over. I'm not going to keep doing that. Where does it stand right now? As you said, you know, she wants you to come back. Why does she want you to come back? What does she think is going to happen if she's not going to do the work on her part to bring positivity into her life?
Well, Tony, to be honest with you, unfortunately, sometimes I get a lot of attention. I sometimes get a lot of attention, especially now being single and doing what I do on the side for my full-time job. I do this. Single women, that are into the paranormal, they're liking me. I believe that there might be a possibility of that involved, but also too, because I'm spiritual.
You think she's trying to get to you get a date by having you investigate her house more?
Good possibility. You never know. I mean, the people that we deal with. Yeah.
I guess. Yes.
You know, and the thing is, you know, how many demonologists do you know? I know that you have a radio show and, you know, a podcast, and
I probably know more than normal, but I don't think most people know any. So.
More than you should.
Yes. I can't imagine ever putting that like on someone's, you know, Hinge profile, demonologist or whatever.
Right. Well, yeah, it's out there. Yeah. But anyhow.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I really believe, to be more serious, I believe that people notice that I don't, you know, like what I'm telling you here, I actually live it, Tony. I'm very spiritual. I like to help people. I'm stable. I'm level-headed, I believe. And, you know, I work 8.5 hours a day, good job, well-paying, and, you know, I'm stable. And people see that, and they want that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're attracted to the spiritual aspect. Because sometimes, you know, some people, they just turn you off because they're so negative.
Mm-hmm.
And then others are so positive and so friendly, and they know this person's real and honest. They get attracted to that because they want to be like that. They want to know how you got there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have going on 6 years sobriety myself. I don't drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Here's a person stuck with drinking. She wants that sobriety. She wants what I have. But she's not willing to go to any length to get it, so to speak.
Sure.
You know? So,
sure.
I believe that that is it. I track everybody I work with. I get along great. They know I'm a paranormal investigator. They also know I'm a demonologist. At first, they freaked out, but once they got to know me, they like me a lot. And sure. They're asking, well, how's your group going? How's the paranormal going? Oh, I could bring over your equipment, your SLS camera. Let's check that out. Oh, what's the spirit box? Well, show us how that works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're interested.
Yeah.
And they ask questions. So it's all positive. You know, and it should be.
What when you have something like this and, you know, you feel like you're kind of stuck, do you just walk away if they're not going to do anything? I mean, are you just going to have to at some point say, I'm not returning emails, I'm not returning calls because you're not doing your part? Or what do you do in something like that?
I hate to do it, but for my own sanity.
Sure.
Basically, you know, it's like, there's a certain time where you have to cut them off because it's killing you. It's like seeing your loved one killing themselves in a slow way or doing things that, you know, it's not good for them. And you try to like, hey, you know, because you love them, you want to help them and say, hey, look, you know, you want what I have. This is how I did it. And if you are troubled by these ghosts or these entities or what have you, okay? Now, a ghost and a demon are two different things, okay? So, you know, you got like I said before, you got the residual haunts, which is just basically a replay, like a tape recorder, you know, of an event or tragedy that has, you know, puts energy out in the field, so to speak. And then, you know, you have your intelligent haunts. And they're human beings. And I'm not going to say that they're all demons, but I do know that demons can take the form of a living person or a dead person.
Yeah.
Or an animal. Okay. I know that they can do that. They have all these abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's basically with this person, like you were saying, asking me, I am slowly pulling away. I'm no longer friends on Facebook. I let her still message me, but I don't read any of her posts or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I blocked her from phone calls.
Have you ever been on a case where the person actually, you know, they did follow through, they surrounded themselves in positivity or their faith or whatever it may be, but they're doing the right thing. They're being positive. They're doing their part. Yet were consistently plagued by negative energies or entities, no matter what they did? Or does the positive route, is that almost always kind of a sure-proof way to get things to change?
Well, there's different ways about it. You can either ignore it and hope that it goes away, which from my experience, it does, but it takes an awful long time. But basically what you're doing is you are blocking your environmental sensitivity where you don't see them, or it becomes to a point where it doesn't affect you in any way. I've met people, oh, yeah, I got a ghost living here. You know, this woman lives here, but I'm okay with it. You know, it's a Native American woman that walks by my house and she checks up on the kids, you know, things like that. And they're perfectly fine. You're like, hey, don't pick her out. You know, she's a good one. All right. That's fine. I'll leave that to be, you know. But I remember two or three, they left the home. I mean, they just booked, left everything behind, basically like the Amityville.
Yeah.
And different cases that people just leave and the entity follows them. And it's pretty much bringing yourself, whatever the problems, you know, personal hauntings, you're taking that with you. You can't run away. It's like you can't run away from your problems. It's very similar to a demonic attachment. It'll just keep following you wherever you go. That happens. And then I have experience of a successful breaking of the attachment. The place is no longer haunted and they're doing the right thing. They're going to their own religious beliefs. They're either church. I knew one that was Jewish, went to the synagogue, and never returned. Okay. So, there's different types of experiences that I've gone through. This one particular, what triggered it, and it could have been influence from Lucifer himself or the fallen angels. I can't per se, but I knew that I was supposed to be there. But it's an experience that I never had before. And unfortunately, I couldn't help her. I couldn't help her. And this is what the word has to go out. If you are plagued, anybody listening to this show, any of you people out there are plagued with a paranormal, demonic, or poltergeist that's going on in the house, okay? There are men, people of the cloth that are experienced in this and trained in this that can cast it out. But there's things that you as an individual must do or it'll come back and it'll be worse.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Peter James Dowling about getting ahead of the dark. Thank you for listening, supporting the program, and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it
wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.